A few showers and a couple rumbles of thunder are occurring at this hour from Wilmar in Minnesota back towards the Marshall area. And we also have some showers and storms occurring in northwestern North Dakota. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Now, most of this precipitation we have out there right now is moving out of our region. That which is in northwestern parts of the North Dakota area will probably work their way southeastward, but diminish greatly as they do come in that direction. And as we go forward through the next couple of days, we'll have some sporadic showers and thunderstorms, but the area that's going to be most vulnerable to some meaningful moisture will probably be along the common border of southeastern North Dakota and northeastern South Dakota into west central Minnesota, and that's going to occur as we get into the night tomorrow night. Okay, so for this first 24-hour period, I don't think you have to worry too much about a well-organized precipitation. That which comes along late tomorrow afternoon and evening will be a little bit more impressive looking, and I do think that there will be several counties that could be impacted with some half to 1.25-inch rains and maybe some hail and some damaging wind possible. Now, this has been advertised in recent model runs, but there's still potential here over the next 24 hours that this area of unsettled weather will be shifted one way or the other. So there's no guarantees that the area I just described is going to be the area that actually gets the stronger storms, and there's still potential that they could be weaker when the time comes. There's also going to be a little bit of rain on Thursday evening going into Friday morning across northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. There could also be a few lighter showers that occur near the Nebraska and Iowa borders too. So the bottom line is we're going to see some shower and thunderstorm activity over the next couple of days, but the greatest precipitation at the moment looks like it comes out of northeastern South Dakota into west central Minnesota. After that, there'll be another frontal system and some additional shower activity that will occur on Friday going into Saturday, and that will occur in North Dakota, probably northern and eastern North Dakota, into central and northern Minnesota. And that could also produce a quarter to three-quarters inch of rain and some localized amounts over an inch, especially in Minnesota. After that, we'll take a little bit of a break, and we should be mostly dry through the heart of the weekend. A few spits and spats of moisture could occur Saturday night into Sunday. It doesn't look like that's going to be real meaningful, but as soon as I say that, you know it's going to rain more substantially. The temperatures are going to be in the 70s and 80s over these next few days. There will be some 90-degree temperatures in South Dakota over the next day or two. We will look for nighttime lows running mostly in the 50s. There could be a few upper 40-degree readings, but I think the coolest air will hold off until we get into the early to middle part of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.